Blog Talk Radio.
No, we're in.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee.
Yeah,
Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
That was weird. That was weird when I did that.
Hi, everybody. If you're seeing and hearing us, we are having a bit of a technical
thingy. But Perry Sue from the UK is here.
Well, then we know all is right with the world.
Yeah, I mean, she's in another country.
Yes.
So, I mean, you got to like that. Okay.
That's when you scared me.
Yeah, it was operator error.
Hi, Terry Sue. Glad to have you with us.
She says it keeps freezing. Yeah, we don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, we don't know. You might.
Just, I'm not going to. You want me to do just.
No, I was going to say they might tune into Blog Talk Radio if the screen keeps freezing. At least they'd be able to follow along with the show. They can't call in. I mean, they can hear over Deborah Lee.
Mm-hmm. They can.
They're having some problems, boy. Okay. Well, we'll just forge ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I could do is just kill that and connect again about your nice little messages.
Okay, Terry Sue, since you're the only one here on Facebook Live, I'm going to keep talking on Blog Talk Radio, but you go ahead and hang on. We're going to redo the filming that we're doing. Because something, look at you, look at that expression on your face. Something is just not right.
Yeah, the internet does not have the original. Really bad. Really, 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 really bad. So shall we kill it? And we will not.
Okay, just hang in there.
And we will not post it.
And those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we're still with you. We hope that you'll call in and get a nice free reading from me. One thing I do stress is the more readings you get, the more clarity will come through for you in this method that my grandmother called personal prophecy. And as you heard in the intro, my grandmother taught this to me, and it was all the way back in 1982, believe it or not. At that time, there was no internet. There was no cell phones. What?
Your Wi-Fi's off.
Oh. All right,
well,
I think we got it.
That's what happened.
So I'm just going to keep talking while he reconnects to Facebook Live. And if any of you want to watch us there, see us in action. That's the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. And it's not restricted to friends only or anything like that. It's public. So go ahead and join us there if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll be happy to take your calls right here on Blog Talk Radio. As I was saying, yeah, back then there were no cell phones. There was no internet. There was only libraries, really, and bookstores. And everywhere I looked, I couldn't find anything that pertained to this particular method. Now, my grandmother was an extremely fanciful lady, we'll say. She had a story that one night, very late at night, a band of gypsies had come and stolen her from her bedroom when she was about 10 years old. And they took her out to where their little caravan was. And there, she said there was a big roaring fire there. And they performed like spells on her. But she liked to think of them as having been gifts and blessings. And then before dawn, they returned her to her bedroom. And she claims, she's no longer with us, that this was how she came to learn how to read an ordinary deck of playing cards, as I'm showing our Facebook audience right now. Well, my grandmother had barely a sixth grade education back way back when you know, she grew up. But there was something very savant-like about this woman. She knew things. And come to find out later, her cards told her things. But, oh, I'll tell you, when Grandma got in her rocking chair and would go like this and go, oh, boy. It was like everybody wanted to run because something bad was going to happen. And sure enough, generally did. So, again, make the distinction during the show that this is ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the other many beautiful systems that are out there. I have respect for them all, but to keep personal prophecy pure, I have not studied any of the rest. So getting a reading here, and especially if it's your first time, bear in mind that I need to build a spiritual and intuitive link to you. So a first reading can tend to be a little bit broad. The more that I give you readings, the more I become connected. And then all sorts of wonderful and mysterious insights will unfold. And as I tell people, if crazy comes through in your readings, go with crazy, because that's usually the stuff that's going to become part of your reality. And by crazy, I mean
crazy.
Somebody coming into your life and you looking at them across the room and just knowing, I'm going to marry that man, or I'm going to marry that woman, or I just know I'm going to get that job I just applied for. Just all sorts of different things will come through. So I'm going to now hand it over to Jimbo Baggins, who is my co-host, and he's your host there in the Facebook Live chat.
I think we're going to give you a kitty telephone for Mother's Day. I've never accidentally shut off my Wi-Fi as many times as you have. I gotta put that on the checklist. Make sure your Wi-Fi's on.
You know, remember, those dogs like to get up in my bed with me, and I swear they like to play on the internet.
But if your phone was on the nightstand, it couldn't roll on.
Okay.
But the more important thing is communications, because people got to call or contact us to get a reading.
And I want to tell you all before we forget, we're actually conducting a very scientific market study this week. We're going to do an hour show every single evening from now through Saturday to find out which are the most, what would you call them, like the most.
What is the, geez, Deb, I'm trying to do something.
I'm trying to get a word.
What is the best market time as far as having viewership?
To get, like last night,
day
we
of the
had
week-wise.
Call after call.
But and it might have to do it. What sucks is 1 week might not be enough.
We may go with another week.
Might
Allison,
have to.
Glad to have you with
She's
us.
She's from the UK also.
Yes. Our UKers love us, if they don't mind being called that.
Yeah. our English folks.
Yes.
And no, Terry Sue, maybe we have not had Mother's Day yet. That's in May.
May 8th. May
middle of May,
6th?
Isn't it?
I don't know. No, it's early in May this year.
Oh, great.
Why? See, that's a man for you.
Because my dad's birthday is around the same time, so that's a double wang.
Whammy.
Yeah, double wang. That's my wallet's flying along, and it's where goes the wall? I get shot down in flames.
Don't worry about it. I will take care of your mama.
Hello, mama. Hello, father. All right. I didn't even finish talking, and you stole.
Just like a woman.
Yeah, well, I will do that when you're doing stuff. And then she tries to stab me to death when I do it. After the show, you can't interrupt me. Like she's.
I am the queen.
Like she's like in a satanic voice. You can't interrupt me. You know, like it's.
You're killing me.
All right. And Helen also, it's the
Helen.
British invasion. And they had theirs back in March in the UK. Mother's
really?
Day. So that's cool.
I thought we were the only ones with a Mother's Day.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, we have a day for every damn thing, you know, so.
Some president here. I forget, Theodore Franklin, when somebody came up with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my day history.
And then men, you know, they have to have as many ties and bottles of aftershave as they can possibly own. So they had to have a Father's Day.
They don't get to choose what gifts they get. They get the same damn thing. Well, obviously the times have changed because there's less people wearing ties to work than they used to be.
True.
Less people. I mean, it's still happening, obviously, but I mean, just regular old offish, moppish jobs they were wearing ties, and it wasn't even anything special. You know. So anyway, let me see if we can get this nailed down and get the show going, all right? Communications, calling in. The number one method to call in is on the old phone line. That is, it's not frozen on our end. Helen says we froze, but I'm looking. It looks fine here. So who knows? You guys are international, so that data is going way over.
Facebook has, it's from.
Facebook blows.
And
right?
It's free.
It's free. That's why it blows. All right. Calling in phone. You can Skype in. Usually also calling in on the phone line, and we get Skypes quite often. 515-602-9676. And if domestically, Skype is like pennies per call. And I think internationally it's more, but it's not as bad as like a cell phone international plan at all. Not even close.
And our very own Terry Sue has found a workaround using, God, I'm trying to remember what she calls it. I think of it as VoIP connection. Some people use a magic jack. We have Felipe, who loves to join us occasionally on the show, he calls his family in Spain completely free through a magic jack, like a $20 purchase.
And I will take the reins back again because I'm still not done.
All righty then.
Method number two to call in is on Facebook Messenger.
Porto.
That's what we're using as our platform. You can use your phone, tablet, desktop. I don't know. You got a computer at a defense department or something, whatever. We don't care what the hell you use. It don't matter. It's multi-platform. That's one thing nice about the free software.
If you use Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger.
It's got to be Deborah Lee. Then you have to be friends first.
You must.
You already have. It's too late now because we don't have.
Yeah, we can't.
Accept the friend right now, right before the show. Speaking of Facebook, the people that call in, there's a nice automated queue system that the Blog Talk has. They'll let you know. They'll tell you. You go into a queue. We see the list. Everything's cool. You'll hear the show. Everything's cool. Messenger folks, we don't have queues. We don't have hold. So you cannot messenger us unless we say messenger us now. And I didn't say that. It's an example. Don't do it. Don't messenger us yet. Because we're going to have to 86 you. You can call back. You're not going to ban you or anything, but we're just going to have to say not now if you do call in when we're not ready.
And I keep it turned toward me. So you don't have to worry if you're looking like a hot mess. You don't even have to be visual.
Well, yeah, they can do audio only if they want. And a lot of times, if you got some internet issues, that sometimes is better because you've got that video component, and that's more data transfer, and it can make things get a little poopy. Okie dokie, let's see what we've got. Guess what, Ben? We have phone lines open. So the first messenger call we are going to take.
Ta-da!
That's it. First come, first serve. We're not doing lists. No least. We don't do least.
Abracadabra.
I want to reach out and grab you. Terry Sue says she's in her PJs.
Oh, that sounds so cozy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right now.
So there was a little delay between when I talked and when they hear it and when they got a call in. But we know we're going to get it.
Oh,
Terry Sue
is
numero
she
one.
Is.
Nobody else call in.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Terry Sue.
Hello, my dear.
There she blows. There she is. Terry Sue, it's been a while.
Been a while.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, she's probably busy, busy, busy.
Look at you. I wish I could show her to all of you. You have done an A-plus job in weight loss. Look at you. Do you feel like a new person?
I do, yeah.
How nice.
5 pounds.
Now, what does that mean for those of us that are using pounds?
70 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's almost the whole person.
Well,
yeah.
Well, a skinny.
Maybe a person out of a freaking Auschwitz, but.
But, oh, it looks fabulous on you, my dear. So, what brings you to the show?
A lot of weight.
We've had quite a few, like, rocky months.
Yeah.
Seems to be surprised by death. We've lost two family members.
Oh. Seems like when it rains, it pours.
About to lose a third.
Oof.
And a third I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I have nothing to do with my father's side of the family, and it's my nan that's dying. I was meant to go see her this evening, but the family have pushed me away, saying that, you know, I'm not well, basically. I just feel a bit, it's in her, that, like, wishes that she wants to see me.
Yeah.
Because she's,
Well, they should honor that. You know, just speaking as a human being here.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Once someone has left the physical world and we're looking at a, you know, a grave marker stone, nothing, you know, there's nothing you can do. And those people, that is wrong, you know. So what would you like me to look at for you? I like your kitty. That's very cute.
I was looking for a real cat. I'm like, where?
No, she's wearing kitty pajamas.
I thought I did see it after you said that.
Well, others might be wondering, what?
Yep. No, this is not a...
that kind of show.
Porn live web show. Not at all.
Okay, honey, tell me, what would you like me to do?
I just want to see, like, if I get the chance to see her or if things are going to get better.
No, are you banned? Where is she at home, like in home hospice? Or what, is she in a hospital?
She's at home.
So she's kind of under...
somebody else is obviously taking control. And somebody else is...
My dad kept me a secret from the family for 18 years. No one knew that he had a child, obviously, by my mum.
Is he in your life?
No.
Okay.
I wrote a letter when I was 13, and he said that he would keep in contact. He promised me, but still nothing.
Well, you're not alone, because I know there's all kinds of people listening right now that are nodding because they're going through the very same thing.
Yeah.
I had a father myself that didn't want to speak to me even up until the time of his passing. And it was very difficult because nothing that goes on in our day-to-day lives or something that an individual has done should ever bond. All right, well, let me take a look for you, honey. We're going to see what we can do.
Interesting. We had a scammer. I mean, look at this. Until the menu goes away.
What does that mean?
Well, that's the menu where I can block them and delete them and do all this stuff. It just goes away. But I got them later. They came back and did something else.
Okay.
What's the name? Tree by any chance?
Because Cherry Tree like, Readings. Cherry Tree Readings is what the name of the person was.
It come across.
I get banned and punished by Facebook for reposting, and it was on my show page, a quote that I knew as I was doing it was not the correct author, and I'm still on restriction. But somebody like that can run around and what do they call that, farming or fishing or...
It's probably a lot of different. Fishing is kind of more of a real bad scam. That's like rated G fishing.
People, please don't entertain somebody that would come in.
Most of our regulars won't.
In a most uncouth way, and they're probably just going to scam you. You know, they'll say, well, cash me, you know. Da-da-da.
There'd be something, yeah, because a legitimate person doesn't do that.
I don't go where they are and kick the shovel
legitimate
out of their
legitimate people
hand.
Don't do that. Nobody does. That's
well,
legitimate.
You've got opposition here. Do you have anybody on that side besides your grandmother who would take your side and help you?
My brother, me and my brother are close because a similar thing happened to him.
Oh.
With same father. And my cousin as well.
Do you want to know what the real issue is? I see it.
Okay.
And it's heartbreaking.
Of course she wants to know.
They're afraid you're going to get something out of grandmother once she has passed over.
Oh, it's the money, money mongers.
And grandma is the mother to the father of you. Okay. So you know, sometimes mommies just really coddled their boys. And because you are part of him, these other folks are afraid you're going to come in to an inheritance and they don't want you to have it. Vultures, of them.
They will swoop.
I would say try to get your brother in league with you. Your grandmother wants to see you. Now, here there's other ways. You can go through the local government here.
Yeah, social services.
And you're able, you'd be able to get a social, what do they call them, a
social
worker.
Social worker, yeah, they'd have to have like.
Because they would be guilty of elderly abuse.
Or neglect.
Elder
probably.
Abuse.
Probably more like neglect because denying them. That's not a nice thing.
So that's what I'm going to say looks to be the solution here. Because they are putting up a mighty fortress against you. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Also, you've got some money coming to you.
Money.
So I'm not going to really venture to say, but I wouldn't be surprised that your grandmother has remembered you in her last will and testament. So I'm trying to see what else. Oh, okay. So for you, I think your brother can break down, you know, this resistance.
Yeah.
You're deserving of this, to see her before she passes away. Now, do remember, and we can do this. Now, is grandmother's passing coming quickly?
She took a turn.
The what?
It took a turn. It can be any day.
All right. Remember now, if she passes and you have not been able to, you know, talk to her, be with her, hold her hand, any of that, from the spiritual level, we'll be able to communicate with her. And there's no doubt in my mind, she's going to have plenty of wonderful things to say to you. In fact, it makes me want to cry.
Don't do it.
Because I feel the love that woman has for you.
Yeah.
You were, you know, regardless of the circumstances, she considered you one of her own.
She did.
Yes, she did. So you just have your brother, see what he'll do. They may turn against him now, too. But you'll know in your heart you've tried your best.
Yeah.
It's too bad. See, she's at home. So it's like you can't even call the if she was in a facility, you could call a nurse and say, could you please bring the phone to my grandmother?
Well, if it was a facility, she could just go.
Yeah, you could just walk in there.
Yeah, she wouldn't have to worry about it. The problem is it's at a house where people have physical control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crap, but it is what it is.
If I walk in, I don't want that's in front of her.
Well, I have you. How is your husband's health? Well, I have you.
Up and down. He's down at the moment more than he's up. But
yeah.
He's got to go into an operation soon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to be a very good step.
Joey asked, he saw something new.
Yeah. Does he have a few pounds that he could lose?
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
Yeah, and you know, watch now. Something that happens in marriages, when one goes and gets rid of all that weight, the other can start to feel very insecure. Like, oh, look how beautiful you are now. Every man on the street, they're going to be climbing over each other to get to you. And it's like they believe that.
Yeah, but that conversation with him.
Well, it's humorous, but I can see why they would feel that way, you know. I really don't see in your cards that there is going to be a real big rough patch. Just those ups and downs. He may have some fears about the upcoming surgery.
Sure, it would be mean to be human.
You know,
yeah, normal.
He's got one coming up. Pacing the floor every night.
Ooh, I wish I could pace. It hurts.
He's getting a knee replacement.
Yeah, so, he
did say on Monday that he's getting
used. Oh,
that's right.
Yep,
people do listen to you.
Yeah, it's shocking. May 10th. May 10th.
I think through all of this business, I just want to give you this little tidbit here. There's a female on that side of the family that isn't going to like how this is going down regarding you. And I feel she's going to make a change of heart towards you.
Somebody's going to champion her cause.
Well, this woman here.
The right, because it is right, not.
Yeah. Did your father have siblings, like a sister?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, you
I
do?
Do know.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's an aunt.
Or
it is an aunt.
Is it aunt or aunt?
Aunt, yeah.
I've been watching Gentleman Jack. I don't know if you folks have heard about it. It's this.
Isn't that a whiskey?
I don't know. But it's about like the UK and stuff in the early 1800s. And one of the women is a closeted lesbian. And she is Gentleman Jack. And it has to do with some, I'm bringing this up because they called her aunt in her family members and stuff. She was, aunt.
Yeah,
aunt.
It's the potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
Where over here, it's kind of a lot of aunt.
Well, you see it either way.
Yeah.
Totally either
so
way.
That woman is going to be on your side. She doesn't like the dirty business that's going on. So I hope this helps, honey.
I got something to throw out there, totally unrelated to anything. There's a show, we have a show, station over called BBC America, so they show a lot of UK and British stuff. There's a cool show that I watch called UKPD. It shows a lot of UK police stuff going on. What I notice is every one of them, when they're doing car chases stuff, they're reporting in miles per hour. And I thought that really odd. So that is a true thing.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that has stuck, huh? They didn't want to switch that over. Okay.
What would it otherwise be?
I had to watch it like for an hour and a half when it finally hit me. Hey, they're saying miles per hour. I mean, it didn't hit me because I'm used to hearing that. And it's like, what happened to kilometers per hour? Okay, that's cool.
And boy, I'll tell you, it seems like they treat suspects a lot more politely than they do here.
Well, that's relative.
Here they're like, get on that ground.
Well,
you know.
That show, there were different kind of stuff on that show. It was interesting. All right, cool.
So it's looking like Wednesday in our market study so far is going to be maybe a night of low.
But that's weird because last Wednesday
it
blew up and we switched it to 7, right? Or the Wednesday. One of the Wednesdays we changed the hour up. We thought that was the difference because it was like packed full of callers.
Now, is this time for you? Well, it's an hour later.
It's going to make it tougher for the UK folks because it's an hour later.
Yeah. So
in the middle of the week.
I'm thinking, where are they? From 12 a.m. I think it's
Mondays that she's got us on 6 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we found we did have a lot more callers at 7.
It's because of our time zone area stuff and our folks that are out west even further behind. A lot of them haven't even got off work yet when we did it at 6.
Yeah.
Or they're commuting.
So we don't have anybody to
talk
to.
Well, I don't know, but yeah. there's somebody.
What is your season? Are you into spring like we are?
Yeah, they're in the same hemisphere as we are.
So you are.
Spring, we went into spring, but it's still quite chilly.
Oh,
it's really cold.
Well into spring, yeah.
Oh, we've been up. No, they use a different temperature system.
Well, chilly is chilly.
Yeah, chilly.
That doesn't have a number. Yeah, no. Chilly is chilly. Yes, there are the centigrade, Celsius.
It's been about 17 degrees in British. I don't know what that would be in the Americas.
Yeah,
I mean, zero's freezing, so 17 isn't. It sounds probably like 40s, 50s maybe here.
But they have that dampness.
They
you have
can
a
have
damp
that, yes.
air.
Can.
Like, especially when it rains. What do we got?
No, go ahead.
Oh. I thought he was doing something.
Well, I was just like, hey, Siobhan from South Africa.
Oh.
No, Siobhan from Ireland. Holy crap.
Lady
R and Siobhan. Yeah, sorry, Siobhan.
He tries.
Yeah, my bad.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you, and I have nothing but hope that you're going to be able to see your granny before she becomes a beautiful angel that will follow you. And we will do mediumship and take a look. I have a feeling she's going to be ever present in your life. I do.
I'll probably meditate anyway because I'm quite good at connecting that way.
Oh, do you still do your show?
I do on a Friday. I've got about 34 likes now, so it's going up slowly.
That is amazing. We don't get that many. We don't get, well, she's got likes. Yeah, we get likes. But I think it's wonderful. I would love to promote it. What do you call your show?
The Five Clairs of Intuition.
Awesome. Really? And what time is it on? Well, let's say your time.
8 p.m. Friday evening.
Okay. And that's here on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook Live free. It's spiritual development, so we go into meditation.
I want to join you. So we have to figure out what 8 p.m. their time is. You're 5 hours ahead of us, I think.
Mm-hmm. It depends on... Yeah.
Three.
No, she's five.
Yeah. Oh, would you send me a message on Friday?
A link or something, yeah.
Yeah, just shoot me a message. And I want to, if you don't mind, I would love to attend.
Well, what you can do is once she does that, you can follow her page.
Yeah.
And then you should get live notifications then.
And you will be the teacher. You will be the guidance
sensei.
Counselor.
You shall be sensei.
Yes, sensei. Love that.
Still really this when I go on now. I'm still really quiet. I'm like, what if I go wrong?
But you've got the courage to do this. That's wonderful. That's a real step. It really is. With your mother?
My mom's next to me.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to say hello to her.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, so we will check in with you on Friday. But we're going to be here, remember, every evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're trying to figure out what are the best days.
Yeah, we're doing a market study. It's a marathon blitz for at least, it might be 2 weeks.
So
we'll always take Sunday.
I hope you have a very lovely evening and very pleasant dreams. We have another caller.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, honey.
Okay.
Oh, I think she... Bye-bye. I think she dropped.
Call her back. Yeah, call her. We are calling you, Siobhan. Stand by.
Yes, we're coming at you.
We're calling you, Siobhan. I'm going to make fun of her.
What?
Oh. Just for fun.
We're going to ask her how...
How's the weather in South Africa?
Hi.
Hello there.
Hey, how's the weather there in South Africa? Bah-ha-ha-ha.
Oh my God.
I just missed the mark.
I know, I live in Ireland.
I only missed the mark by a wee bit.
Oh, he tries though.
Yeah, I fail too.
So, my darling, what brings you to the show this evening?
Well, you know, me and Lewis is not together. And I told him not to contact me ever again, and he didn't.
Okay, that's
well.
Nice.
Well,
Me and Brian, I don't think he's going to get back with me.
You know.
I have a feeling he's not. I like to because there is that connection, but I don't think he's that much interested because he's not hardly texting me back.
He's a what?
He doesn't text me.
Oh,
he texts
okay.
Me once, and then that's about it. Like,
well, let's take a look. Go ahead.
But there's this other guy. As soon as I finished off with Lewis, this other guy is from TikTok as well. But he came straight in, and his name is Ian.
Ooh.
And Ian.
Ian.
That's his name,
yep.
Ian.
Yep.
And he's all over me. He wants to see me. He wants to do this with me. He wants to show me off to the world.
Where's he from? Where's he from?
What?
Where's he located
from,
at?
England. He's from England as well. Yeah.
All right.
At least you're on the right island.
In England. And he wants everything. He wants the world with me and everything. And he's saying to me he's not going to go away. He's not going to run away. And he wants me and all this. Like, and that scares me.
Yeah, that does. That is very rapid.
That's why I'm laying out your cards right now. I want to know his intention.
That is like
me because today I had a panic, a kind of a small panic attack. I feel it's like he's going too fast, and I feel the pressure, and I'm scared of what is going to be like the rest of them that I do not feel that.
You're right. Those are called signs.
She's picking up on cues
here. Yeah, that's a sign, and she's very wise to have a not to have a panic attack, but to have to lead into it.
I was in tears today because I got this feeling and I was panicking, or all of a sudden, like, it was like
she's wise.
An anxiety panic attack I was getting. It has brought me to tears this morning and all day, actually.
That is a very strong red flag from your own intuition.
Yeah, and somebody wants to move that rapidly. That's
and
like, oof.
He's right here. Now, the thing that really bothers me about him is that he carries with him secretiveness across the board.
Oh, I bet.
And I want to ask you, when he sends you messages, is his grammar, does he use grammar well? Is his English and spelling? These are all signs that he might be a guy in Nigeria.
Yeah, it could still be a scammer. You just got to watch out. Well, he wants to physically hook up.
Well, like, he wants the world with me. He wants to show me off the world.
Yeah, he wants to actually get
he
together.
He wants to go out with me. He wants to come over here and visit me. Like, this has only been a week. I didn't even have time to get my head around of Lewis. Like, it's straight after a week. Like, I didn't get time to look after myself or have kind of me and
I would
myself.
Throttle that down.
I think you tell her that.
I think you're wise. The fact that all the alarms are going off and you had I'm not happy you got a panic attack, but that's your entire body, mind and brain and everything telling you this is wrong. It's too fast. Something is not right. Even if the guy's 100% legit, he's going to have some problems. He wants to move that fast.
Too strong.
It could be one of those possessive, controlling SOBs, you know.
I think he's going to be after money.
Probably, because he's probably going to say, oh, I'd love to come see you, but right now I'm a little short of the cash.
He knows the Lewis situation. He knows that I'm after giving 720 euros to Lewis. I counted it to the day, 720 euros.
Well, is that a lot of money? I mean, we don't really understand your monetary system. Is that a lot of money?
Is that euros?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. Yeah. Well, over here it is.
Okay.
Yes.
It is for me. But
similar.
Like, you know, and he knows about this. He knows what I've been through, because I've been through a lot. And he knows about this. And he knows that, like, I get very anxious if I meet somebody else, because I'm afraid something's going to go wrong and it's going to be a repeat of something else.
Well, I think you're being very wise.
Very wise.
I'm not sure about him. Like, after, like, I'm getting these panic attack feelings and
you don't need that,
and it brings tears.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, you need to trust.
You need to trust your gut. The fact that you're having panicky feelings means your gut's telling you, warning. Don't go down this road.
Can you block him or put him on ignore?
Oh, yeah. He's only texted me through Instagram, so he doesn't have my number.
I think you got to shut that down, because, like you said, something moving so fast like that.
Oh, he's after something. Yeah.
Or he's broken.
You see, there's somebody else coming in besides this guy, Ian.
Even if he's a real person, he's got some real issues that you probably don't want to get into.
That card of secretiveness is never a good thing.
He could have a lot of bad things he's done in the past he doesn't want to talk about.
He's nice. He seems to be nice, and he's too nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saying to him, stop being too nice to me. And he's like, I can't help it. I'm such a nice guy.
That's a flag, boy.
Yeah.
I'm such a nice guy.
I don't think you should engage with him anymore.
Yeah, the winning move is not the play.
Yeah, if he's giving you panic attacks, I mean, I suffer them myself.
Yeah, that's your body giving
you a
sign.
Yes, a very, very clear
sign. Your body is giving you a sign physically. Do not go there. And real quick, I just want to let our callers know we have callers on the phone line. You have not been forgotten. We see you in the queue.
Yep, we're coming. You know what? You right here have appeared, and I asked about Brian. Brian is being very prideful about you right now, in the sense that he feels, I get the word or the phrase, she deserted me. And so
he feels stung in some way in his own, even though it's not real, it could be in his own mind.
It's in his own mind.
Everybody has like their own world and their own mind. That's not necessarily reality.
So I would give him time. You know, let's, as they say, punt. Give him the ball and
punt,
see what he's going to do.
Or, you know, playing tennis, put the ball back in their court and let them decide what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I text Brian today a while ago, and I just, you know, I'd be laughing with him, I'd be joking with him. And, like, we just talking about stuff. And then I said to him, I was, do you know the reason why I text you? And he said, oh, just to have a laugh and a joke. I goes, well, yeah, but I goes, not that. I goes, because I just want to see if you're okay. Oh, because I know what he's been through. So he's like, if you're okay.
Yeah.
And he was happy with that, actually.
Well,
and
you watch. I think he's going to surprise you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know,
but,
I said
it to him, like, it was a hint. What I was throwing at him, I said, I don't think you want to be with me. And he never commented on that. He never replied to that. But he did ask me a week ago or the week after, because I told him, like, I'm basically single the last God knows when. And he said, really? He said, why you be looking for us? Is it because, like, you've no interest in somebody or somebody is not your worth? So he did say, like, but it's not exactly.
Well, maybe,
like, I'm the one who's texting him.
Yeah, well, maybe the two of you could take a walk together or have a
little... Oh, no, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that?
No, he wouldn't. I even asked him, I go, do you want to come up for a cup of tea instead of going home before, you know, after work tonight? And he goes, yeah, but, you know, like, I know he wouldn't, like...
Well, then he's going to miss out on the best thing that could ever happen to him.
At least things could change down the road.
I
like
think they will.
You got to keep looking at the cards, because right now she didn't really see a lot of things going down,
but
things,
hon,
will change.
You've got another man coming on the scene for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, it's a good thing.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
Well,
like,
that sounds like da-da. Like,
I know what you mean.
Somebody else with TikTok.
Well.
Maybe you might want to take a break from the old TikTok.
Oh, you can't take a break.
I mean, as far
it's,
as socially
no,
active, being active with people.
It's
can,
like a drug.
You can watch videos. It doesn't mean any of the interactive set up dates is what I'm saying. Come on, Deb.
There are a lot of scammers on there, though. That's
all social
the
media.
Thing.
It's a new
but
door that they open.
You're going to meet somebody closer to home for you that I feel is going to be very sincere. And I don't think he's going to sweep you off your feet. But it will be a nice interlude after Lewis. And after Ian, who we don't even know who that
is. It should be something that doesn't move so rapidly.
It would just come to me. Like, I don't have to be looking or anything. Do I?
He's going to just come for you.
Just keep on about your life. Keep your eyes open.
And I think he's going to become, hon, a very good friend for you.
If nothing else, right?
Yes.
So
I hate to do this to you.
You can't have too many friends.
But we have another caller in the queue, and
okay.
I'm going to have to go, babe. But you call us. We'll be here every night.
Oh yeah,
now.
Yeah. She doesn't know maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, this week we're doing a marathon.
Yeah, we may be doing it next week too. We're trying to find out which are best nights for college.
It's like a market study, and so right now the data got skewed tonight, so we might have to do it next week too, every day.
Oh, that would break my.
Yeah, it would definitely.
All
be
right,
better.
We'll be off to anyway, and then we'll see how it goes.
Yes, take care and watch out for
you. And you enjoy that nice weather down there in South Africa.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it was sunny today. Usually rains.
No, yes, we get a lot of that too.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Time to
talk again.
All right. Bye bye. Oh, the way our folks from across the pond, the way they speak.
Yeah,
it's really charming.
It's funny. We're all different. You know what? We're all humans with two arms, two legs. It's funny, you know?
Well, but don't you feel like it's...
Oh, no, I enjoy the diversity and stuff. That's cool. I like it. I like it, but it's funny how, like, people have done genocide and wars and stuff. It's like, you know, we're all freaking humans. Aliens, that's why aliens, if they exist, they don't want to make contact with us because we're too screwed up.
Well, we're very savage.
We're probably
like
watching reality TV to them.
Yeah.
Let's watch this planet of dumbasses. They're all exactly the same people kill each other. What a bunch of dopes. It's like Jerry Springer for the aliens.
It is.
Alrighty. I got my little soapbox. It's not really a soapbox. That's just my thing. That's my thing.
Where are we going next there, Jimbo?
We have a caller on the real phone line. And we are going to area code 216, which is in Ohio.
Oh, we like Ohio. Welcome to the show, Ohio. What is your name, please?
Hello. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for being patient.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Patricia. I don't try to rush readings. You know, it depends on what the depth of the question is and the insight.
And that's
the
why
cards.
I kind of jumped in on the other reading, just to let our callers know that are out there that you're not forgotten. We actually see you on a list from Blog Talk Radio. We will not forget you.
Patricia, have we spoken with you before?
I think you have.
I feel a ringing of a bell.
Many, many moons ago. Okay, get the volume up here.
All right. I think we have.
Well, tell us, what's on your mind and what would you like to know from your reading?
Yeah, what do you have going down that you want to know about?
I have so many things going down. I'm having a challenge getting the side gig, side job, to have some income coming in, working from home.
Sure, makes sense. A lot of people are doing that.
Do you have you already picked one? Is it something you're working on?
Well, I mean, this is just basically, I just want to do task-oriented work where I can use, especially using this wireless Wi-Fi hotspot that I borrow from the library. And that's been a challenge because most of these jobs, they want you to have a second monitor. I have a laptop already, but a second monitor, you know, and I get that, or broadband or Ethernet, and I'm not able to afford that.
That is a challenge.
That is definitely a challenge.
Right, for the time being. And I mean, the experience that I've had for a number of years is, being a, PBX operator, I'm dating myself, but receptionist.
I know exactly what you're referring to, PBX
right,
operator.
I can't figure out how to create to create that service is going to take more time, and I'd rather just do these other type of, and I'm looking on different sites. Be it Simply Hire, Indeed.
Are you
on YouTube.
Part-time or full-time?
Basically, probably part-time, probably 25 hours, and that gives me time to work on my writing and my music and speaking and songwriting.
What's the name of it? Lifeline. I recently had a conversation with a wonderful lady who works remotely for a medical service called, Lifeline. They go around, the technicians go town to town and they test people. They give them various tests that your doctor won't order unless you've got a real problem.
They do medical screening. They test everything from A to Z, as much as they can do in one big giant room.
And she said they are looking for more people. They will actually send you the equipment to work on, the computer and all. But, it might turn out to be very worth your while to be able to connect.
Yeah, you might have to somehow budget some kind of broadband in. Even if you get, just the cheapest piece of crap, it's not so bad, like half a gig or something. Yeah, you might have to, or DSL. Sometimes you have just a phone line. It actually isn't bad.
They have full benefits. And there's a lot out there like this.
I have to figure a way to budget it.
Full benefits, and the pay is extremely good.
It's pretty decent, considering you get to stay home. That's nice. You just have to be able to find a silent room to be in.
So if you, another great place is ZipRecruiter. I've had, in the past, a lot of success with them. Just putting your resume up, and then we'll send the job offers to you. So let's see what your cards say before we go forward here.
Right, because I want the flexibility because I plan to travel, domestically, and want to start doing the house sitting. But, traveling here to the U.S., but then also want to travel, make an international travel later on this year. So I want to have that flexibility, if I do, work from the phone or my laptop.
That's very flexible for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we've got cooking here for you, Patricia.
A lot of challenges, but you know what? Every problem has at least one solution. Some of them have many, but everyone has
right.
at least one solution,
well,
if nothing else.
That's the thing. Life is actually an immense sea of opportunity, but a lot of times we're not aware of it.
Yeah, or we see a wall, a brick wall, and figure, you know, oh, my God. It's like, you know, there's a way around that wall sometimes. You just can't see it right away.
I want you to know your cards show that you are definitely going to establish what you call the side gig. I really think you will. I see, I want to call it like a yellow brick road ahead of you.
Follow the phone.
For one thing, your writing is going to become very successful for you. That's just a matter of fact. That's right here.
Sure, and you know, like that kind of stuff does take time. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in that field.
Right.
That's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, those things don't write themselves.
No, you got to open a lot of doors, knock on a lot of doors on your own.
And you know, run your own race, because I see people around you that tend to bring you down a little bit, because everybody thinks they have your best interests at heart, but really, you connect with that.
That's why I'm relocating out of here to move into another state probably in June.
Well, you know,
that's going fast.
I will support you completely in doing that, because I see your life is going to go from night to day. You know, and
changes in
when you start to imagine what you want, what you need for your life, you actually start walking that path.
I mean, you have to. I mean, if you think negative, typically positive things will not happen.
So absolutely, you are a very inventive lady who knows how to, she knows how to kind of like work the angles on things, you know, and I do feel that, excuse me, what you're going through right now is actually a spiritual test on you to see just how far you really want to go with your writing. So, think about that. I mean, somebody said to me, and it might have been on one of my TikToks that I post up, they said, when you pray to God or to the higher power for strength,
he's not
going to just go, shazam, here's your strength. He's going to give you obstacles that will make you strong.
You might crack a door open.
Yeah.
But you got to do the work, you know.
So your cards are really... To me, they're some of the best I've ever seen, and I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, people want to just pray and win the lottery, you know.
Yeah, so I really feel you put one foot in front of the other, and you are going to end up going where you want to go. And there will always be opportunity around you because, you know, I get the feeling you're able to perceive that, Patricia.
And, you know, you got to be positive, and you have to be proactive. You have to take action. Can't just sit back and wait for something to fall in your lap.
And
she's not. I know, right?
She's
exactly.
She's going to do very well.
She's already talking about being proactive, so she's doing the right thing.
So we're running out of time, but
a little bit low on the time.
Please, would you call us again? The more that I give you these readings,
What about the schedule?
Yeah, we're going to be here every single evening.
We're doing a marketing study, so we're going on a marathon nightly show.
Yes, we want to find out which are the best nights for us to actually hold our show.
So we're going
to
go marathon every night through Saturday, and then we're going to evaluate and possibly pick it up back again Monday and do the whole week.
So please don't hesitate to call again. And with each call for a reading, you will get more clarity.
Yeah. More information. We know more about your situation.
Yeah.
You'll get better readings.
So,
all right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye,
Patricia. Thank you for
calling.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, she was very.
She was. That's why I wanted to be nice and just let the people know sometimes, especially if they're new callers. I mean, Blog Talk kind of tells them, hey, you're going to be in the queue, but they might like, well, I'm getting forgotten. It's like, you're not getting forgotten. We can see you on a list.
Also, just a reminder to those of you, many of you ask, I am creating an online school where if you are interested in learning this method, I will teach it to you.
But Rome was not built in a day.
No, and...
She doesn't want to throw some half-ass together so it sucks.
Yeah.
You got to do it right the first step.
And it took some time to find the right platform.
Well, that's the hard thing.
It is. You know,
it has to be a platform that is good for you folks, but also good for her.
So
that's a two-way street, yeah.
Yeah, and we will have online sessions. I will make it possible for you to contact me in the event that you have a question.
Yeah, she'll have an 800 number where she, like, when you go to real colleges and the professors let you know, I'm be in my office these hours.
Exactly.
And she can do that on the 800 number.
And I want you to know that anybody who would like to become credentialed, I am the only living expert of this method.
Well, you have a lot of good proteges out there across the globe.
Oh, I do.
In multiple countries, England, Australia, that are really good.
And I'll tell you the thing is, though.
In this country.
That is additional coursework. And it's not a bird course, if those of you remember the expression from college.
I've never heard that.
No?
No, I never heard that in my entire...
You just fly right through it. It's... No.
Okay.
And
who am I? What do I know?
I'm very selective because I want to keep that bar high.
Oh, that's normal, too,
yeah.
For that type of stuff. It's like graduate and doctoral.
I will credential
courses.
You to become a professional practitioner.
Professional.
Of this method. And it's not like those other things. Oh, I hate those ones that come out and say, I'm working on this beta... A training program, you remember, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And come for free and see what you think, and then there comes the big sale.
Well, they don't even
pitch.
Say that, beta. They say, hey, sometimes it's free. Hey, here's a course. Or sometimes it's like a small little fee. Hey, $30, we're going to have this whole three-day course, they call it a course.
Then
they
wind up for the pitch.
Yeah, they don't tell you. It's like timeshare sales pitch stuff.
And it'll cost you $10,000.
Oh, you got it. And those, oh, we have questions and quizzes and stuff. They don't care what you do them or not. It's all about the moolah.
Yeah, I just want you all to know that. Anybody can contact me, by the way, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Yep, that's
and
hard to see behind her if you're watching on Facebook Live.
You can arrange readings with me. That way we'll meet one-on-one. We can do it over video call. We can do it in email, however.
Cell phone,
yeah.
If you want to do the 800 number thing, because the 800 number thing, you can just decide on the spot, I'm done. You don't have to preset
up
a time frame. You say, I want to call you, and maybe it'll be 5 minutes, maybe it'll be 30 minutes. Yep.
So I am available, and we're going to, as we say, be here every evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, between now and time immemorial, if we have to.
I think we are, one thing we will do, no matter what, is take Sunday off to evaluate.
We will.
Evaluate what we figured out marketing-wise. And then Monday, we'll pick it back up. Might go marathon. Might go back to the regular schedule.
All right. So
nobody knows.
So on Blog Talk Radio, there is a follow button. Oh, it scared me.
Two-minute warning. Folks.
Dive.
Dive.
If you click that, you'll be able to be notified about our show with reminders. Also, when enough people have clicked that follow, I'm going to start holding some different little giveaways. Yes,
Roger
ma'am.
That minute and a half warning, folks.
So I just want to say that we don't script our shows. We
Negative
never have writer. And we never will. And you folks are the show, like this evening. Now, there weren't that many, but they seemed
like enough.
They were pressing concerns.
It was enough. We didn't have to sit there and blabber. We had readings the whole entire show. It wasn't stacked up, but
no.
That's fine. It doesn't need to be, always.
So as we leave you, I want to give you the words of my grandmother.
Un momento. Well, I'm sorry, lady.
She said, she did. She said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Think about that. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to go out and become a, you know, an award-winning figure skater.
Yeah,
you
I mean, that's the thing. Your goals do have to be achievable, you know.
Very
they
well put.
They always say that. They say you should make goals, and you can set them kind of high, but make them achievable. Don't say, I shall be God tomorrow. It's like, come on. You got to have goals that you can actually accomplish.
So thank you, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.